Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Erica Cisse and I'm here today in Montreal with Senior Phosphates Editor Sylvia Chaganida at the EFA conference. She's going to tell us about the outlook for the phosphates market for the rest of the year. So Sylvia, what are people talking about at EFA?
Hi Erica and hello from Montreal. So here in Montreal, the Grand Prix has just finished last weekend, but the phosphates market is gearing up for the second half of the year. So obviously the main topic to discuss will be India. People want to know what is happening in India with the DAP prices, as in the past couple of weeks we have seen them falling off a cliff basically in various tenders and spot deals from China. Another thing that people are discussing is also the phosphoric acid negotiations for Q3. While everyone's expecting a decrease in the prices because the raw materials are down, sulfur and ammonia, and the way DAP prices are going, it will not be sustainable to increase phosphoric acid prices. People are also discussing what is going to happen with the fertilizer subsidies for the rest of the year in India with the new Modi administration, and also whether the main companies in India will increase or will decrease their maximum retail price, the MRP. However, India has already bought last year 6.5 million tons of DAP, so they have enough product, and now with the delayed monsoon and the high stocks in the country, people maybe not be in such a rush to buy. However, the recent deal we have seen might have been people just trying to take advantage of the low prices.
India will be one to watch for sure, but what about China?
Well, China follows obviously what is happening in India, and with the low prices in India of DAP in recent deals coming from China, prices and netbacks in China have of course dropped. However, producers now will be focusing on the export market since the domestic season is over, and they're expecting to see demand obviously from India but also Pakistan, Bangladesh in the latest tender that is still ongoing. And also MAP producers in China will also be looking at Brazil as well for 1144 and 1050 business. So China is definitely gearing up as well.
And what's the situation west of Suez?
So the biggest issue west of Suez in the Americas, obviously in North America, is the bad weather that the US has been having for the past few weeks. Obviously that has hindered the application, and that has translated to low numbers of NOLA for both for DAP and MAP. However, it seems that there's maybe a glimmer of hope in sight, as Mosaic last week increased their summer fill program barge prices for DAP and MAP. So it seems that demand is expected to pick up, well, especially since we are in mid-June and, well, people need to buy for application for the summer fill and the autumn season. Also, the other big issue is Brazil. So Brazil, recently we have seen some demand, but not the demand that we're expecting for MAP. Obviously, if the US domestic market starts buying, most of the product from the producers will be redirected to the US rather than Brazil. However, Brazil can afford to wait to buy for the corn season, and it seems that demand will return and buyers will return to the market very soon.
Great, well thanks for explaining that, Sylvia. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in Montreal, I'm Erica Cisse.
And I'm Sylvia Chaganida.